Governor Gary Herbert weighs in on a potential statewide anti-discrimination bill. The Utah Senate gives preliminary approval to a bill that would require the state to collect abortion statistics, and oil and gas drilling are the cause of most of the air pollution in the Uinta Basin. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, February 20th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah lawmakers are reportedly working with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and social rights groups to help pass a statewide law protecting gays and lesbians from housing and employment discrimination. Utah Governor Gary Herbert told reporters yesterday he's not involved in the discussions, but will consider the bill. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Governor Herbert continues to advocate a so-called bottom-up approach to anti-discrimination policies. That includes allowing local governments to create their own unique non-discrimination ordinances instead of taking action on the state level.
That being said, if there's some issues out there that brings people together, that unites us so that there could be a statewide approach, I'm certainly willing to look at it and consider it. I just haven't seen it.
16 Utah cities and counties have passed anti-discrimination ordinances. A 2011 survey commissioned by Equality Utah and conducted by Dan Jones and Associates showed about 3 out of 4 Utahns favor statewide protections. Brandy Balkin is the executive director of Equality Utah. She says awareness around this issue has grown to such a point that lawmakers are ready to act.
And I personally do feel incredibly hopeful that this will be the year the Utah State Legislature stands on a strong statement that all people deserve an equal opportunity at having access to a job or having access to a place to live.
Balkin adds a patchwork of varying anti-discrimination ordinances is too difficult for employers to navigate. Should an agreement be reached on the issue, Republican Senator Kurt Bramble plans to sponsor the legislation. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The Utah Senate gave preliminary approval to a bill that would require the Utah Department of Health to provide the legislature with abortion statistics. The type of information in the report would include how many abortions took place in the state, at what stage of the pregnancy, and the person's ethnicity. Democratic Senator Gene Davis, who later voted in favor of the bill, that is, questioned the usefulness of this kind of data.
I don't think it's germane. The authenticity part of the whole thing. I think that's really not an important piece of statistic for the state to be carrying.
But the bill's sponsor, Republican Senator Margaret Dayton, says that line of questioning misses the point.
This bill focuses only on making available to the state the same kind of information that the federal government is gathering. When we have data in place, that data that's made available, we can then make better choices with information.
The Senate will vote on whether or not to give the bill final approval tomorrow.
Utah lawmakers will hear 7 bills dealing with guns Wednesday afternoon, including bills that get rid of Utah's concealed carry permit and declare that Utah alone is able to regulate firearms in the state. Legislative leaders have held off debating firearm-related legislation until they were able to hear all of the proposals on the same day. One of the most controversial proposals in the legislature this year says the regulation of guns is reserved to the state. The bill from Pleasant Grove Republican Representative Brian Green says any federal officer attempting to take guns from Utah residents can be arrested by local law enforcement.
After a year of studying winter ozone air pollution in Utah's Uinta Basin, a team of scientists has determined that oil and gas wells are causing most of the problem. KUER's Dan Bomas reports from Vernal.
The team at Utah State University's Uinta Basin campus studied ozone last winter when there were only a few inversion days and not much of a problem. It's been worse this year. Seth Lyman with the Bingham Research Center says a big part of the problem are the volatile organic compounds such as benzene coming from thousands of oil and gas wells.
They're more reactive in that they produce more ozone per gram emitted of those compounds than some other VOCs like ethane and propane, and they also can have a human health effect.
New EPA rules have put strict limits on oil and gas producers on emitting these volatile organic compounds. But Kathleen Scama with the Western Energy Alliance says the industry could wind up being punished for what it's already doing right if the Uinta Basin becomes a non-attainment area for ozone pollution.
That's the built-in disincentive for the Clean Air Act, unfortunately. But that's not what industry is doing in the basin now. We are taking those measures now, both through regulatory mechanisms and through voluntary mechanisms as well.
Hospitals in the Uinta Basin have been admitting more and more asthma cases in recent years. But health authorities say they need more research to determine whether that's associated with the high ozone levels on winter inversion days. In Vernal, I'm Dan Bomas, KUER News.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams is renewing the call for citizen volunteers to fill the ongoing demand in the county for volunteer board member positions. He says there is strength in diversity.
We have turnover in the boards. People are appointed to serve for a certain number of years, and we're trying to keep it fresh with bringing in people with new perspectives and new ideas.
McAdams says there are more than 100 boards in the county and a total of 1,600 board members, so citizens who want to help will likely find where they are most needed.
What I'd encourage people to do is find something that maybe they have an interest in or a background in, and then submit an application. We're always looking for people willing to help out and serve in their community.
Active volunteer board member Charles Henderson says he sees it as his responsibility to contribute.
My kids are being raised here, and I think it's important that my kids understand that they need to be involved, as well as the fact that, I make it a better place for them and the people that live within our communities.
Board coordinator for the county, Cheryl Ivey, says the need is constant with a 15% turnover rate. The list of openings and application forms is at boards.slco.org.
Police have arrested a 59-year-old woman and her adult son on 101 counts of animal cruelty after finding three dead horses and a dozen more near death on the family's ranch in Spanish Fork. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with the Utah County Sheriff's Office says deputies went to the Smoky Mountain Ranch with a veterinarian last week after getting a tip. Deputies arrested Trudy Childs and her 31-year-old son, Rory Childs. They face 31 counts of livestock at large in addition to animal cruelty. And finally, Scott Sampson, the paleontologist who appears as Dr. Scott on the public TV show Dinosaur Train, has a new job in Denver. He'll move from the Natural History Museum of Utah to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, where he'll be the chief curator and vice president of research and collections. And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, February 20th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Till next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.